Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello, I'm Annie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
Welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hooray! And we're joined today by Cherry Healy.
Hello, Cherry. Do I say words now?
Yes,
please.
Yes.
Oh, hi, I'm Cherry Healy. You said that.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
That's five words. Is it four?
I don't know.
I am charging per word.
She knows her own name.
Yes.
I am doing so well.
You are. But we're all a bit overexcited, aren't we? Because it's a special night for you tonight. Where are we, Cherry? Describe the scene.
We are in London. It is a sunny Thursday night, and it is the book launch of Letters to My Fanny, What I Wrote. Took me 2.5 years. People are telling me they read it in an afternoon. They can all are we allowed to swear on this?
Oh yes.
They can all fuck off.
Hooray! Yay!
No, they can. They can read it quickly and enjoy it. And I'm glad it's an easy read.
Yes. Well, you've been reading it, Helen.
I have. I've got it here, and I've got folded corners gone bits of things because I've been reading it because I'm a mum. I've been reading it at 5 minute chunks. It's taken me a week, so I'm a better person.
Yay!
Afternoon slut.
With all their free time.
I know. So I've been devouring. And what I love about it is called Letters to My Fanny, and it is 9 different letters, not only to your fanny, but all other bits of your body, isn't it?
Because there's so many other bits than my fanny. Could you believe it? I'm not a walking vagina.
Well,
I know.
I know plenty of men who would beg to differ.
And I love all of them. I have loved all of them.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for inviting us to your book launch. We're actually going to be performing later.
I'm so excited you're performing. I've seen you perform before, and I laughed twice.
In 40
least,
minutes.
At yeah. least.
Lovely, lovely.
She it'll had a laugh.
Fine.
That's
one.
That's
it'll be fine.
Now, if her voice sounds familiar, you go, who is this Cherry Healy? That's because you've seen her on BBC Three, BBC One and E4. Is that right?
All of the things, yes.
That's
excellent.
True. And you do telly about things like drinking and childbirth and bodies and money, just all the things that we love.
All of our favourite things, dating and marriage and obesity and all sorts of things, yes. You name it, if it's in the Daily Mail, I'll do a documentary about it.
She will be paid and she will talk.
I've got bills to pay, lady.
Absolutely.
But is this your first book? Have you done a book before?
No, I've never done a book before. And had I known how much work it was going to take, we would not be sitting here right now.
Oh,
but it's I thought it. I had this really romantic notion that I could do it like after the kids had gone to bed, and I would like do it in 9 months. And actually, the idea of like writing anything off the kids have gone to bed. No.
Yeah.
Other than like a bit of emailing. No.
That ain't writing time. That's drinking time.
That ain't drinking time.
That's tracksuit pant time.
For me, that is wiping the sides time because I have a bit of OCD. So,
high five.
Yeah.
I love a good wipe down.
Yes.
Are you a listy kind of person?
100%.
Like Ellie is in the nicest possible way the control freak in our relationship.
Yes.
And I'm more relaxed.
Lazy. Call it what you like. Dress up
casual.
How you like.
Massive slob.
Yeah. I mean,
I just turn up.
Casual.
Casual.
So Cherry, tell us about your family.
Well, actually, my mum just peeked round the corner. She is a mega mother. She's wonderful. She's wearing a jumpsuit tonight.
Oh,
she's 70 and she's wearing a jumpsuit. She looks wicked.
From the 70s, probably.
I can also see my brother from where I'm sitting. He's also here tonight. He is he's wonderful. I have a very lovely family. I'm very, very lucky. I have two lovely children.
How old are they?
They're less lovely when I have to scream into their faces to get their shoes on in the morning. But mostly lovely. They are 6 and 2. Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
And recently you called this period of your life the rush hour. Do you feel like you're in peak traffic?
This is peak traffic rush hour, and that makes me feel better every time I realise that there's lots of things I'm not doing, because it's all right not to be doing your ironing when you're in rush hour.
Yeah.
Like, this is the busiest time, I think, in a woman's life. You are both trying to forge a career and be an entrepreneur and have a lovely home and be like the people in the magazines and go to the gym and see your friends and be like Gwyneth and eat nice juices. And I mean, it's exhausting.
And that's by 10 o'clock.
And that's before 1 o'clock, that's when everything slips into a vortex of much more fun things.
Yes, absolutely.
So on top of being a mum of two and doing the telly, you went, I'll do a book. Awesome.
Oh my goodness, what was I thinking? That's insane. I'm really glad now, obviously, because it's done. And now we can just have fun. And
you're giving birth as we speak to this book.
It is. This does feel like a bit like a christening or like a birthday. It's the Queen's birthday today, and it's the book's birthday. So I feel like the book is in good company.
It's a royal welcome.
I invited her. She didn't want to come. Loser.
Happy birthday, the Queen.
Happy more of my tax.
Yeah.
Oh, she could have had a fanny cupcake.
She could. I can't wait to eat your fanny cupcake, Cherry.
I'm going to lick the icing
off. Yeah, we should say that you've set the scene for the book launch for Letters to My Fanny. It is amazing. We've got fanny iced cupcakes. Mm. We've got bunting made out of knickers, or as Helen calls it.
Cunting.
Oh, my God. That's a
Don't you use that. That's our joke. That'll be our joke for later.
That's the only joke we've written for this launch. But going back to your actual book, was it quite therapeutic? Because you talk about like really personal things, like losing your virginity, and did it bring it all back?
It did, and it was very therapeutic. And I wrote a lot of it on my own in airports. The years that I was writing, I was actually doing a series in America, which added to the insane stressfulness of everything. So a lot of it was done in Heathrow, Terminal 5, or at a weird bar in Chicago on my own. And there was some drinking alongside it.
Good.
So I went into this like memory place, and there were a lot of rants as well. So every so often you'll hit a big rant.
But I like that about the book, because it feels like, well, how I read it, having a weekend away with your best friend and just having one of those long boozy conversation where you just go blah 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 blah, and then I had anal sex in a caravan.
Did you?
I may have.
Where else would you have it?
If the caravans are rocking. Anyway, what I love about it is so personal, and it is just like hanging out with your best mate. But then you get a bit angry about like women being paid properly and things like that, and that's good. It's not just, and then I put my boob in his mouth.
Yeah, not like our stuff.
That's right.
Oh my God.
What I'm saying is there's some intellectual stuff.
Yes, there is occasionally stuff that is like I call them take home. So things that a lot of women are talking about at the moment, trying to work out how we feel about things. You know, my mum, for most of her friends, most of her generation, they didn't work. Most of our generation worked. You know, the balance has shifted and we're all trying to work out together what is the right balance, being at home, being at work, you know, doing things for ourselves but not being selfish. You know, we all want to be good mums, present mums, lovely mums, but we also want to forge something for ourselves. And I think the more we talk about it, the more we find the balance, and we can therefore pass that knowledge and wisdom onto our children, and they can have that like a present.
So what would be your top nugget? What nugget of wisdom would you like to give?
Oh my God, what nugget of wisdom.
You can have more than one if you have multiple nuggets.
You have a six pack of
nuggets.
Pop
them all out.
Okay, so I would say that for our generation, just talking totally on a body and a physical thing, is be very, very conscious of how much you're shaming your body and being negative about yourself out loud. obviously we all have insecurities and we struggle with ourselves, but if you've had a sticky toffee pudding, don't say, oh, I wish I hadn't had that. Because the little people around you are going to pick up on that. Like, food is a bad thing. It's a sin. You know, it's lovely to eat with your family and joy and enjoy it. And also, you know, if you've got muscly legs as I do, I praise my legs with my daughter. I hold on to my legs, you know, after a run. I go, God, you know, mummy's so strong. I just ran lots, you know. I'm just trying to be positive about myself, about food, about my build. I'm not a 6 foot skinny model, but I'm fast and I'm strong, and that's a lovely, lovely thing.
What if you're not a 6 foot skinny model and you're also weak and slow?
Again,
very funny, Ellie.
The balance is, I think if you want to change something about yourself, change it, of course. Be happy, be content, be healthy, be what you want to be. You know, you might not want to be athletic. I have an athletic build. I like to be physically strong. I've always done sports, so that's a happy place for me. Lots of my friends are not like that, but they also have other insecurities. But I think accept your build. Love what you've been given. Everyone is given a vehicle to go through life. It's very, very precious. We only get one.
Some people get a camper van.
Some people get 4x4s. And I think you've got to not chase something. Don't waste your precious, beautiful life. It's so very, very short. Don't waste your life looking over the hedge at what you can't have, but learn to love yourself, embrace yourself, celebrate yourself. If you want to change something, do it.
And that is why I am going to take up smoking.
Yay!
Life goals!
I've got so many life goals. I think it's so boring, but just try and like yourself. Try and love yourself. Try not to do things out of anxiety. Try to do things. Like, I really beat myself up sometimes internally about things, but it makes things very difficult to change, actually. Whereas, in fact, if you start to say nice things to yourself and you start to be nice to yourself and you control your inner evil gremlin and go, no, fuck you. You don't have a voice right now. I'm doing really well. I'm
How
doing
do you
really
do that?
Well.
Do you ignore it or do you just...
I'm quite violent with mine, actually. Right. I say sweary words to it. If really? I feel like, you know, that grey fog of negative shit that seeps through your windows and doors and you have just a shitty day, I try and be quite aggressive with it and go, no, this is unnecessary. You are unnecessary in my life. I am doing really well. So I'm quite affirming to myself. I mean, I don't always get it right and I don't always catch it, and sometimes I'll just have a shit day and it's a waste, and I feel annoyed about the waste of that. But I do, more and more, the older I get, the more I'm finding it more frequent that I'll say, no, sod off, I'm doing really fucking well.
You were going on the naughty step, Ben.
You are out of here, you're banned.
Yeah, that's it. But I wonder if we can, and I just wonder if there's a risk we can go too far and put too much pressure on ourselves to be happy. And, you know, there's this whole thing of enjoying, being in the moment, being mindful and enjoying the moment. And I'm quite a nutty old hippie. I like to do meditation and shit. So I'm sort of quite into that. But at the same time, sometimes, and I've said this before, sometimes the moment's shit, right? Sometimes the moment is in the middle of Sainsbury's, your child is being sick, you've just squirted milk into the eye of the guy behind the fish counter and he liked it. You know, it's just weird and shit. What do you do in those moments?
There's a really big difference. I think you've really touched on something really important, because there's a big difference between circumstantial bad stuff, which is you've fallen over with your bag of shopping and it's smashed everywhere. That's bad. Be annoyed. Express annoyance. Be annoyed. Or if something sad happens, just be sad. Have a sad day. Have a sad day. And I think maybe even say that to yourself. I feel sad about that. I'm going to just have a sad day. It's when it permeates unnecessarily through your day. I hate my body. I wish I wasn't like this. I'm not clever enough. I'm not popular enough. I'm not like the people on Instagram. It's when
I think you're great.
I'm doing really well.
But it's when it's
amazing. I've got great shoes. I'm doing lovely toes.
I think, and you know the difference between I'm having a bad day and just feel rubbish for no particular reason, and that again is different. That is different from actual depression, which I am not qualified to talk about. But I'm talking about a low level of anxiety that you do have the power to push away. And the clouds part and thus the sun pours in to your heart. Type of situation.
Mm. Or just drink a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc.
Yes! I mean, my God, the amount of gin that has brought me joy.
Oh, I see. I heard that gin makes you cry. I don't like gin anyway, but I've heard it makes you cry. Is that
I'm quite a happy gin drinker.
I like a gin.
I'm not a good wine drinker. I have a rule, the white wine rule, which is why I'm not allowed to talk about relationships when I've had white wine. Ever.
With the person you're having a relationship with.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes. Oh, that's bad things happen.
Yes. I've been in that relationship for 18 years.
Time to change.
The white wine rule might suit you.
It might have done me good about 15 years ago. Now, just quickly, just getting back to your book, one of the best lines in the book I liked was this: "Buongiorno, fun bags." And I just wanted to talk about your tits just for a quick minute, because I know you're...
People often do.
Yeah, because it was the boobs section, the Dear My Boobs, where I think it was the most personal when you're talking about breastfeeding, and that you were so calm and so, I'll be fine, and then you ended up in hospital for 5 days with mastitis, because you'd be like, oh no, it's meant to hurt. I'm meant to be pussing and bleeding. And I thought that was really good, because as mothers, you really nutshelled it, and that we're going, I'm fine, this is fine, I can do this, I'm meant to be doing this, everyone, it's fine. And you said, you know, you were really hurting inside and in your nipples.
Every
time the midwife came, oh yeah, no, it's great. And then you just got very sick.
Because people do say breastfeeding hurts. And so I heard that and I was like, okay, well it does. I didn't know the difference between it's supposed to be uncomfortable and screaming profanities into a pillow. That's where you should tell someone you're not okay. And I would wake up and I would cry before breastfeeding because it was so bad. And also when she woke up, I think, no, don't wake up. Oh. Not in a kind of, I'm a bit tired way, but in a kind of, I'm about to be stabbed with 100,000 needles. Mm. So that's the difference. I have learned, again, this is the glory of getting older, is that you learn all these magical things. Don't be a martyr. Don't be a martyr, because no one wins. Just tell people how you're feeling. Also, don't be a whinge bag. Can't do a whinge. Find the balance. But if you are screaming into the pillow, tell someone.
That's good.
That is good advice.
Excellent.
Yes. Don't suffer in silence. Not that you and I ever have.
That's right.
Ever.
That's why we did this podcast. It's time for Scummy Mummy Confessions.
Now, yes.
Cherry, do you have one for us?
Scummy Mummy Confession. I think... My classic one is that I was once trimming my pubic hair with scissors whilst on the phone, and I cut my labia quite badly.
Who were you on the phone to?
Embarrassed. I think I was texting a friend about something, but I was so embarrassed about it. I didn't tell anyone. I just shoved lots of loo roll in there and just bled like a mother trucker.
Oh my goodness!
You gave yourself vaginal plasty.
Yes. Don't text and trim. Yeah. That's that lesson.
Don't text and trim.
That's an excellent Scummy Mummy Confession.
Lovely stuff. Well, Cherry, we'll let you go. We know you've got to run off to your own book launch. So thank you very much, Cherry Healy.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed every minute, and I'm so glad you're here.
Grab the book.
Okay.
Buy the book.
Oh, so Cherry's had to run off there, but it's just me and you, isn't it?
It is. But you know what's really good is I've done a game about fannies.
Have you?
Because this is kind of like a fanny focused. Okay, so this is called Fanny Fiction. The greatest fanny books never written.
Oh, I like this. All right, yeah.
Okay, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to describe a fanny book. It's a twist on the classics, and see if you can guess it. Go with it.
Oh, I love it. Let's do it. All right,
ready? A story of a woman's search for everything across countries and her lady garden. It is...
Oh!
Eat, Pray, Muff.
Oh! And we're off.
And we're off. Good. Epic Civil War drama about a tragic fanny.
Oh, Camp with the Wind?
Gone with the Minge.
Oh, that's better.
Ready? Set along the Mississippi River and highlights fanny racism.
Oh, it's got to be Huckleberry Quinn.
Yay! Here's another one. Set in London and Paris during the French Revolution, about two erogenous characters.
I don't know.
The Tale of Two Clitties.
Hey! Very good.
Oh, why won't the BBC call.
That is an excellent game. I'm sad Cherry didn't get to play it with us. Well, it is going to be a very short episode of the podcast this week, which may come as a mercy, quite honestly. Let's be honest about it.
They may actually listen to all of it.
Who knows? But thank you very much for listening, and we'll hopefully be back to normal service for the next episode and do a long one. Unless everybody tweets us and goes, oh, it's much better when you just shut up.
Yeah, could you just cut it down to a tight five next time?
Yeah. Right, okay.
Well, that's the Scummy Mummies podcast, live at a book launch.
Until next time.
Bye-bye. A 1960s novel set in World War II and is now used as a phrase for when your muff is in a paradox. It is...
Who's it by?
Joseph Heller.
Snatch 22!
Yes!
There we go.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.